The following presentation is a production of 92.5 XTU.
I bet even Luke Bryan and his wife take advantage of Amazon Prime Day.
Don't you think? It's you feel like you're winning something, don't you? Like
right.
When you come home and there's a package on your doorstep, aren't you like, oh, I got presents?
Yeah, I beat the system. I figured it out.
Every day is Christmas with Amazon. All right, so I mean, realistically, a lot of us use it maybe more than we should. But today and tomorrow are Amazon Prime Days, and there are some really great deals. But you have to know what they are. So a couple of ways of cluing yourself in on them. First of all, ask Alexa. Just ask her what the deals are for the day.
Is that
right? Easy? And she will help you out. Yes.
Thank you, Alexa.
And the other thing is, if you do most of your shopping through their website, make sure that you download the app. Because when you have the app, that's how you're able to go in and see what the deals are. Because a lot of times they're timed.
Okay.
So they're only available for a certain amount of time.
And on the app, will they have them like at the top there? Like
well,
as soon as you open it
up?
Or
you click that three-line menu
icon,
you know, at the top, and then go under programs and features, and then they'll be under today's deals.
Sweet.
Yes.
Okay.
And then just keep refreshing that, and you're going to see what pops up and things like that. Yeah. So, I mean, today's going to be a great day to get a lot of holiday shopping done. Mm-hmm. So we found out, according to Amazon, what the top toys are already for this holiday season. So if you have little ones on your list or you just like toys.
There you go.
Or you have someone on your shopping list who loves toys, then some of these are pretty cool. And some of them, we have no idea what they are.
There was one on this list and I had to look it up. I'm still not sure if it's present pets or present pets.
Hmm.
Are they spelled the same way? Present and present?
They are, yeah.
So it's just like a battery-operated like plush toy, like a dog. But the odd thing about it, and it seems like it costs around $50, I don't know, is it depackages itself. You like pull some tab on the box, and this plush dog opens the box and comes out on its own.
Wow.
It's fascinating.
And then is that all it does, or does it continue to be animated? Or is
it continues
the only thing
to do like battery-operated toy stuff, kind of jumps around and walks around on its own and stuff like
but
that.
But that's so I guess it's present. It's a present.
Present
pet.
Pets, it's not like it's present.
Right. Or it's presenting. It's, I don't know.
That's where I was confused. Yeah. So that's one of the things on the list. So that's unique.
That is unique.
What do you like on the list? What did you check out?
So the thing that I've been stuck on, Dave, is the Beyblade Burst Rise Hypersphere Vortex Climb Battle Set.
I'm sorry?
The Beyblade. I'm not saying it again. So this is, I think that it has to do with anime and these battles that these anime characters do, but then you actually get to do it in this hypersphere vortex.
I don't know any of these words.
I know. So basically, I'm going to really dumb it down. Kids are going to be so mad at me right now, okay? But you know how, like, you spin a top?
Right.
And it spins?
Yeah.
And sometimes if you're able to put it, like, on a hill, it'll spin down the hill and then back
up
the hill. Okay. So you put two tops. You spin two tops and put them in this vortex thing, which is really just a playing arena that has different levels.
Okay.
And they bounce into each other.
So that's the battle
until one of them falls.
Okay.
And if yours is the one that's still spinning, you win that battle.
Is that something you want? Should we...
No, that seems ridiculously, but also as I'm watching it, I'm like, this is so dumb. It's so dumb. This is like the dumbest. And then I thought, gosh, I'm saying that just because it's simple. Like all of our games when we were growing up were simple.
Pick up sticks.
Right.
I mean, well, and the funny thing too is you're complaining about how dumb and simple it is, but how long were you watching the videos for?
Well, that's because I was trying to figure
out.
They were unboxing them and then they have funny accents.
So it's kind of, it will maybe keep you busy, right? Keep you going for a little bit?
I think so. And most importantly, it'll keep the kids busy because you can also link it up to something on like an app and then play virtually or in real life.
Okay. And one final thing, I do think it's fascinating still, even in 2020, and this goes back to when we were kids, still a certain kind of Lego and a certain kind of Barbie makes an appearance on the list every single year for like 50 years.
At the top, right?
Yeah.
The Mandalorian building kit is number one and the 2020 holiday Barbie, like, I didn't even know kids were still playing with Barbies.
No, still there.
Yeah. So there you have it. We'll make sure that we post this list at 925xtu.com.
If you run on coffee and Philly's Country in the morning, you're in the right place. You're checking out my favorite morning show.
The Andy Summers Show.
On 925 XTU.
Check out more of our podcasts at 925xtu.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.